Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's from the way, way back machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer, one of my favorite folks on the planet. She is the home problem solver. You see her on HSN all the time, selling her green box and her green bags and her cake cutters and all the other cool stuff she's got out there. What else you got, Debbie?
Oh, I got so many things, and my genius sponges, because I want.
Oh yeah, the sponges. I forgot about the sponges.
And I'm launching a new product that I can't tell you about yet. I'm launching something new this week, and you know.
You can't wait. Tell me. You can't break it on my show. I mean, who else's show are you going to break it on?
No. Well, you know what? I will come back and make an announcement.
All right, let's do that. I expect you to do that.
All right.
So, folks, you got that to look forward to. When are you going to be on television next?
I'm actually starting next Monday, a week from today. I start a whole week of shows.
All right. So check that out.
You know,
folks.
It's interesting because even that has changed. You know, we're doing these shows Skype from home.
I know. You're not up there. Shoulder to shoulder with those people, are you?
We are not in studio any longer, so that's another challenge.
I wouldn't like that.
But, it's very different, and it is a challenge. There are many challenges involved in it. People don't think people on the outside sometimes don't think of how more difficult it can be to change your environment so dramatically from what you know do.
And we had no planning for this. This was just thrust upon us in a period of a week or two or three. And
exactly. And you know what I'm finding from people, and people are now calling me, as I said, to ask, well, how do you do it? How do you work alone? How do you, because my husband and I work together, but we're not always together in that. But it's, people are actually afraid to let their employers know that they're having issues with being at home or being isolated.
I would be a little worried about that, because I'd be afraid that I wouldn't be seen as being tough enough,
Weak. Yeah. They're being seen as weak, so they don't even express that, and that creates even more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're beyond the sprint stage now, aren't we? That's the thing we got to realize. We're in the marathon stage. We're beyond the sprint, where everybody sucks it up and they deal with it. And we're in a stage where you don't let the dog sit in your lap anymore. You take the baseball cap off. The kids can't run around the desk. You got to put some decent clothes on. You don't eat a sandwich during a meeting. We're beyond that picnic era of the remote working. We're getting into the professional era now with this, because I know companies that aren't going to go back. I mean, I'm having CEOs tell me, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million in rent.
Oh, yeah. Because
their teams are productive.
But then your teams who aren't bringing up the point of, well, who's paying for the space I'm using?
Mm-hmm.
I'm carving out a part of my home.
Right.
Not everybody has, the option of saying, well, this is my office at home and having a separate room. There are many people I know who are working at their dining room table. They're working on their kitchen table. They have to clean up at night in order to have dinner. And, they're wondering, how am I supposed to maintain this? And who's going to help me maintain this? And I told you the funny story that I was speaking to one of the people I deal with a lot, and I always hear his children doing their piano practice, and he keeps trying to, make them be quiet when he's on the phone. And I said, forget it. I know where you are. It's okay. I understand.
But if he were calling on a new prospect.
Exactly.
I mean, at some point in time, the farther we get into this thing, at some point in time, people are going to start expecting it to be less of a reunion picnic environment and a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to start doing it.
And
I think you're right. I think employers are going to have to start compensating people for for the, I mean, all that $5 million they're going to save in rent is not going to drop to the bottom line. Some of it's going to have to go to the employees for a better broadband, for better office furniture, to help pay for a new room on the back of the house or whatever.
Their internet connections, electricity,
the technology.
There are still overheads attributed to all these individuals.
Yep.
But when you get down to the individual, sometimes, you know, when I'm talking on the phone with somebody who's having real issues, and they're saying, well, what's it? And they say, well, I'm so sick and tired of sitting in front of a computer screen. I said, well, get up. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty pragmatic about things. If I'm tired of sitting there, I get up, I take a walk around the house. Even if I go outdoors, if I can,
right,
for a few minutes,
just walk out in the yard.
Change the environment.
I do that all the time. Just get up and walk outside and get some fresh air.
That's it. And sometimes it's even so much as just go in the kitchen and pour yourself a cup of coffee.
But you brought up the thing about not knowing who to talk about if you're
yes,
feeling vulnerable, if you're feeling worried, if you're a little frightened about things. This is really a tough thing to solve, isn't it?
It's a very tough thing when you feel like, despite all the over-talk, you don't feel supported and you feel frightened and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've gone through this as small business people. I used to have people all the time say, how can you work like that? I could never work at never work at home. And I have to actually, under my breath say, well, guess what? What goes around comes around.
That's
you
right.
have to. For me, it was a choice. For many of us,
right,
it's a choice. When
for me, the work was always about the work. It didn't matter where I did it.
Yep.
It was always about the work.
When it's not your choice to do it that way, though, sometimes can be a very powerful.
Probably right. So we're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Debbie Meyer. I need your website, Debbie.
DebbieMeyer.com, DebbieMeyer.com.
There it is, folks. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.